Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Saturday, July 25th at Saratoga is where we're going for the late pick four. Tom Leach here along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. A couple of graded stakes that lead off this late pick four, Jim. First one's a grade two Vanderbilt at 6 furlongs for four-year-olds and up. How did you see this one shaking out?
Well, I thought that this one sets up very well for Bill coming off a narrow loss in the Bango at Churchill Downs, where Harrisburg, who's a sloppy track specialist, just went to the lead, and Bill went a great race, but just couldn't catch up. And Harrisburg, had a 106 buyer, and Bill had a 103. So my first take through this was just to go ahead and single Bill and go deeper later on, but I think Damon's Mound might have a shot at the upset here. And I'm thinking that because this race could, I don't think the track's going to be off, but it, with Saratoga being a speed-favorite track, I think Damon's Mound has been off since April. It's going to be very, very ready to run. And from the one hole with no speed outside of the two hole, Crazy Mason is going to come from way out of it. So I think Damon's Mound gets the first shot at getting the lead, and he could take them all the way around a 6 furlong race at Saratoga. So I'm going to use Damon's Mound as our second choice in here. Bill's going to be the huge favorite. I just didn't think Just Beat the Odds is the other horse that's got a lot of speed, but I think Damon's Mound has a lot of back class and could get to the lead and make it a little tough for Bill to run him down in the stretch. I still think it can happen, but I would use Damon's Mound at 4-1 just to try to make the pick four pay a little bit better.
Yeah, I see it the same way. I took Damon's Mound on top. Kind of looks to me like maybe Bill Mott got this one back in his top form, and then he waited for a spot like this, which there's not a lot of grade two 6 furlong races. And so this is a great opportunity for Damon's Mound to put an impressive line on the resume. He's won at Saratoga, and he was fourth in this race last year. And for all the reasons you mentioned, I think he's going to be very tough in this spot. But Bilt has 3 100 or better buyers in his last 4 starts. So you certainly have to respect that. Crazy Mason's a real honest horse, seems to always finish strong, but I think 6 furlongs is probably a little too short for him. If you want to throw a price underneath the two favorites and try to catch that in the exacta, maybe take a look at Nutella Fella moving into the Joe Sharp barn and coming off a layoff. So this horse has run well at Saratoga before. But I like Damon's Mound in here, and Bilt's the only other one I'm going to use as well. Grade 1 CCA Oaks is next for 3-year-old fillies at 1 1/8. I think this is a two-horse race for me between Counting Stars and Always a Runner. The former won the Grade 1 Acorn last time out, beating Always a Runner, who was ahead of Counting Stars in the Oaks back in May. And I just thought Counting Stars was very impressive last time. Just a powerful win there at Saratoga on Belmont weekend. Mark Cassie barn runners have been firing. Arad Ortiz, Zaney was entered in here. If he runs or if he doesn't, either way, he was entered. And Arad Ortiz took the mount on Counting Stars, even though he's been a regular rider for Pletcher on Zaney. So I took Counting Stars over Always a Runner. Could certainly see the latter winning as well, but I think Counting Stars might be just a little better right now. So I'm going to take her on top of Always a Runner and just go too deep in the pick four in this leg as well. How about you?
I'm going to use those two, but I'm thinking that Always a Runner, she was so impressive in the Oaks. And then she comes back, 5 weeks later in the Acorn and doesn't quite get the great setup and Counting Stars turns the tables on her. I think Always a Runner has a lot more upside than Counting Stars. Counting Stars has 9 lifetime races and hasn't had a break since September of 25. So she ran 4 races as a 2-year-old, and now she's run 5 races as a 3-year-old. I'm thinking Always a Runner might have a little more upside. She didn't get going until February, and so she didn't run as a 2-year-old. So I'm going to take Always a Runner on top here over Counting Stars, but I'm also going to use Zaney if she runs. I think what you have to remember is that after she won the Ashland, after she finished second, the Ashland at Percy's Bar, she actually was the favorite in the Kentucky Oaks, even though she was 5-1. She and I think Counting Stars was 6-1, and Always a Runner was 5.5-1. So those three horses were pretty much equal going into the Oaks. Zaney did not come back and run in the Acorn, so she had a little rest, recharging her batteries, and I think she shows up here. And I think if she does run, if she doesn't go to Monmouth, I think she's got a shot at taking down the top two, and she'd be a lot better price. So I'm going to use her as well.
Let's move to the third leg of this late pick for at Saratoga. It's for New York Breds, as is the last leg, so two New York Bred races to close out this late pick four. And first up here in the 11th is a first-level allowance on the main track, on the turf, 5.5 furlongs, fillies and mares 3 and up. I took Vernon Valley on top at a price here at 12-1. Moving into the Riley Mott barn, 19% angle on that, and he's very good off the layoff as well. Franco's been riding well at this meet. He takes the mount on this one. Horse bred to be better on turf than she's shown in her two starts on it. So maybe Riley Mott can unlock that turf pedigree and get Vernon Valley home at a price. Fairy Godmother, 12 post is not great, but that 85 buyer, two starts back in the second time on turf, is very impressive. Some trouble last time out, so you could excuse that race. The 13, Oklahoma Smoke, has shown some big improvement in two synthetic races and has the pedigree to like turf. Trainer's Adam Rice, and he's related by marriage, I think, to Jose Ortiz's, so they have a connection there. So Adam Rice is the trainer, Jose Ortiz, the rider. They have a family connection there, and they often click when they get together at Saratoga or elsewhere for that matter. So I think Oklahoma Smoke, if she draws in, could be worth a look in here. I'm going to go 5 deep in this race. I'm going to use the 7 Dancing with Destiny. This horse had a 71 buyer last time out in an allowance race, making the third start off the layoff for the Deeney barn. And they picked their spots well coming up to Saratoga. And then the 4s, Moonlight Ready, big improvement in the turf debut. Johnny Velasquez taking the mount. Was noteworthy, I thought. So those are my 5 in this race. How did you see it?
Fairly similar. I didn't use Vernon Valley, the horse that you picked on top, simply because Johnny Velasquez got off that horse and went to Moonlight Ready. And Moonlight Ready's only had 2 lifetime starts. She was off from February 25 until June of this year, and she came back ready to run and broke her maiden at 37-1. I hate not to have her at 37-1 if she's going to be 5-1, but I didn't have her that day. So the fact that she came back off that long layoff and is ready to run, and Johnny B takes the mount, I think Moonlight Ready is going to be my top pick in here. I used Dancing with Destiny for Mike Denny, coming off a 71 buyer. I think she fits very well in here. Fairy Godmother, but I hate to post out there the 12-hole at 5.5 furlongs. You really got to get going. And this one doesn't have a whole lot of speed, so you got to work out a crib. I used Miss Jane Hathaway at a price for... I just think Gutierrez is a good jockey, and this horse has run a couple of decent races. Broke her maiden first time out, and her first time on turf last time, she got a 68 buyer. So got a lot of speed as well. So Miss Jane Hathaway at 10-1. I don't think you mentioned Sinead for Ired Ortiz and Abreu. This horse has had a lot of tries. Broke her maiden second time out, and then came back and ran an 83 at Gulfstream in a 5 furlong turf sprint. Has gone off form somewhat, but with Iran taking them out again, I would think she's got a shot as well. So I'm going to go 5 deep in here like you did.
Race 12, maiden claimers at the 50K level. New York Breds on the turf also. Mile on the 16th. 3-year-olds and up. Who do you like?
Nothing like closing out with maiden claimers, New York Breds. I thought Lobbyist in here may have an edge here, dropping from a maiden special weight back down to 50 after he ran really well at 50 first time at Saratoga, and they brought him back and maiden special weight, didn't run quite as well, goes back to 50,000, so fits a little bit better here. The 7 leaves me for Ired Ortiz, 68 buyer last time out, third loss of layout, dropping from maiden special weight to 50. Eliana, the 9 horse, with Alvarado up for Jeremiah Englehart, fits in here as well, again dropping from maiden special weight down to 50. And Gilbane, the 4 horse, thought that this one with the Mike get overlooked in here, but dropping from maiden special 75 down to 50,000. So I think Gilbane with Matty Franco taking that mound, big move up over Rivera running at Aqueduct. So I'm going to go four deep in here. This one, I don't have a really strong opinion on at all. I left off a first-time starter with Flavian Pratt. That would be my fifth shot, big fat goalie.
I took Gilbane on top, the four. Amelia Green, promising young trainer, good numbers with newcomers to her barn. Horse has been gelded and gets first LASIK, so a lot of change there. Only the third start, so there could be some upside left for Gilbane with a new barn. So I'm going to try that one on top. Leave Me, the seven, improved in both races this year in a Rad Ortiz rides. I did use the first-timer just because of the Pratt angle, the two big fat goalie. The five Lobbyist, last two have been his best races. The one Dingy Bar, first time running this cheap. And then the three, Follow Will, is moving down from the straight maiden level. So six deep for me in this last leg. Clearly, I don't have a strong opinion. Although I think Gilbane is a really viable contender in here to wake up in the new barn. So pick four tickets. I'm going to go light on the first two legs, 1-8 with 1-6. Then 4-7, 8-12, 13. And then 1-2-3-4-5-7, $60. How about you?
$60 as well. I went 1-8 with 1-6-8, pretty similar on the first two legs. Then with 2-4-6-7-12 with 4-5-7-9. So that's a $60 ticket.
Best of luck if you're playing at Saratoga on Saturday. Del Mar is running, of course, now. Ellis Park cards are fantastic. So just a lot of outstanding racing around the country to enjoy on a summer weekend. Make sure you have funds in your Keeneland Select account. And we'll be back next week for another edition of the End the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.